Hi, my name is Rajandeep Kaur, and today I am going to explain about project-based learning. So first is, what is project-based learning? For over 100 years, educators such as John Dewey have reported on the benefits of experiential, hands-on, student-directed learning. Most teachers, knowing the value of engaging, challenging projects for the students, have planned field trips, laboratory investigations, and interdisciplinary activities that enrich and extend the curriculum. Doing projects is a long-term tradition in American education, and the roots of PBL lie in this tradition. PBL is a systematic teaching method that engages the students in learning knowledge and teaching skills through an extended inquiry process structure around complex, authentic questions and carefully designed products and tasks. It is a powerful teaching method that motivates the students, allows the teachers to teach in a more satisfying way. So next is, what every good project needs. A project is meaningful if it fulfills two criteria. Firstly, students must perceive it as personally meaningful, as a task that matters and that they want to do well. Secondly, a meaningful project fulfills an educational purpose. Well-designed and well-implemented project-based learning is meaningful in both ways. So next is, elements of high-quality project-based learning. First is significant content. Teachers should plan a project to focus on important knowledge and concepts derived from standards. The content should also reflect what the teacher thinks is essential to understand about the topic, and students should find the content to be significant in terms of their lives and interests. Next, need to know. Teachers can powerfully activate students' need to know content by launching a project with an entry event that engages the students' interest and initiates questioning. An entry event can be almost anything: a video, a lively discussion, a guest speaker, a field trip, or a piece of mock correspondence that sets up a scenario. In contrast, announcing a project with a packet of papers is likely to turn students off. It looks like a prelude to busy work. Next is driving question. A good driving question captures the heart of the project in clear, compelling language which gives students a sense of purpose and challenge. The question should be provocative, open-ended, complex, and linked to the core of what you want students to learn. Next is student voice and choice. This element of project-based learning is key. In terms of making a project feel meaningful to students, the more voice and choice, the better it will be. However, teachers should design the projects with the extent of student choice that fits their own style and students. Next, 21st century competencies. A project should give students opportunities to build 21st century competencies such as critical thinking, collaboration, communication, and creativity innovation, which will serve them well in the workplace and life. This exposure to authentic skills meets the second criteria for the meaningful work, an important purpose. A teacher in a project-based learning environment explicitly teaches and assesses these skills and provides frequent opportunities for the students to assess themselves. Next, in-depth inquiry. To guide students in real inquiry, refer the students to the list of questions they generated after the entry event. Coach them to add to this list as they discover new insights. The classroom culture should value questioning, hypothesizing, and openness to new ideas and perspectives. Next, critique and revision. Formalizing a process for critique and revision during a project makes learning meaningful because it emphasizes that creating high-quality products and performances is an important purpose of the endeavor. Students need to learn that most people's first attempts don't result in high quality and that revision is a frequent feature of real-world work. Public audience. The audience include parents, peers, and representatives of community, business, and government organizations. Students must answer questions and reflect on how they completed the project, next steps they might take, and what they gained in terms of knowledge, skills, and pride. Next is benefits of PBL. It overcomes the dichotomy between knowledge and thinking, helping the students to both know and do. It supports the students in learning and practicing skills in problem-solving, communication, and self-management. It encourages the development of habits of mind associated with lifelong learning, civic responsibility, and personal or career success. PBL also integrates curriculum areas, thematic instruction, and community issues. It assesses the performance on content and skills using criteria similar to those in the work world, encouraging accountability, goal setting, and improved performance. PBL creates positive communication and collaborative relationships among diverse group of students. It also meets the needs of learners with varying skill levels and learning styles. Next is how PBI is applied. First, students' project teams can use online tools for sharing documents, conducting meetings, and keeping track of tasks and deadlines. Most projects include research of some sort, whether it's reading a variety of sources to develop and support an answer to a driving question, conducting a scientific study, or interviewing experts, community members. Students must generate questions that guide investigations, and these are the hallmark of PBL. In a project, when students work in teams, they have regular and multiple opportunities to discuss plans, ideas, and products. Many projects require students to interact with other adults and make presentations to audiences beyond their classmates and teachers, creating a variety of opportunities to practice formal speech. So next is how we can implement PBL at the classroom level for grade 3 to 5 physical sciences. Plan and conduct an investigation to provide evidence of the effects of balanced and unbalanced forces on the motion of an object. Middle school physical science. Undertake a design project to construct, test, and modify a device that either releases or absorbs thermal energy by chemical processes. High school life science. Design, evaluate, and refine a solution for reducing the impacts of human activities on the environment and biodiversity. Thank you.